Yeah, got it.
Yeah. All right, we should be live now. All right, we're chilling. Let's just get everything set up.
Yeah.
I need to mute this. Oh, there we go.
Can you hear the fan?
No, can you hear the fan?
No.
We're chilling. You got water?
Yes, mate.
Alright, you're chilling. Alright. Let's. Is the music too loud on the stream? I think
music.
It is.
Do you have music on?
Yeah, I have music on.
I can't hear it.
You can't hear it?
No.
Still?
Wait 1 second, I might have muted it. No, I can't hear anything.
Alright, leave it, fuck it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'ma close this shit then. Had music playing for no reason.
What music are you playing?
Some non-copyright music just to go in the background.
Oh, fair.
No. I could put Spotify. That's why we were asking about your Spotify. But like,
oh fair,
yeah, it's not that deep. I don't think, unless we, when we watch it back, if it's bad, then like we can just add it in next week. But yeah, yeah, I let's get started. So we're already like, we're actually already 2 minutes in. But it's calm. Hi guys, there's no one watching right now, but this is for the recording. This is Anime Room HQ, and we're going to be talking about our One Piece fan theories that we were talking about last week, and we're going to get on to maybe other stuff if we had time today, like upcoming anime in this summer 2020 season. So I'm going to give it over to Viggy, and he's going to take point.
All right. So there's like, so with One Piece, you know, there's so many different storylines, so many different arcs, you don't know where he's leading you. That's where Oda wants you to go, isn't it? So I'm gonna start off with the parallel between, potential parallel between the Blackbeard pirates and the Straw Hats. So you know eventually the two crews are gonna fight.
Yeah.
Now during the Colosseum fight, you know, for the Merimera no Mi.
Yeah, in Doflamingo's arc, right?
Yeah, Doflamingo's arc, yeah. So you know how they introduced Burgess? One of the
contenders.
As one of the 10. Yeah, one of the, part of his crew.
Blackbeard's
crew.
Yeah.
And how there's 10 Titanic captains.
Yeah.
But when you look at the crew, there's only 9.
Really? Okay.
We haven't been introduced to the 10th one yet.
Okay.
So this is where, you know, where Shanks went to meet the Gorosei.
Marajo Palace.
Yeah, Marajo Palace.
Yeah.
And they were
yeah.
like, let's talk about a certain pirate.
Yeah.
So I think, well, there's a theory going that it might potentially be the 10th Titanic captain.
Okay.
Now there's speculations about the legendary pirate Roxie Zabek.
Okay, who's that?
So Roxie Zabek was basically the pirate king before Roger.
Okay.
He was the most infamous pirate before Roger 40 years ago.
Okay.
And was classed as having the strongest crew, like, ever.
Yeah.
Because we know that the Yonkos currently...
Yeah, Kaido and Linen, right?
Kaido and Linen, yeah. Charlotte used to be part of his crew.
Yeah,
so this is where their story began. So there's a whole thing in One Piece where a character has someone backing them.
Mm.
So you know how Luffy has Shanks and Garp, essentially. And then there's Sabo with Monkey D. Dragon. There's always someone behind someone else.
Yeah.
There's speculation, which I think might be true, that Rock Steady Bex is Blackbeard's benefactor.
Okay.
So, like, so we know that Blackbeard joined Whitebeard's crew.
Yeah.
Well, when he was, I think he was 12.
Yeah, he was really young.
Yeah, he was really young. And he joined the crew for a specific reason.
Yeah. What was the reason again?
So I think the reason is to attain the Yami Yami no Mi.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the only way. He joined the crew just to find something.
Yeah.
But we didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
He waited, till he was 36? So what, 20 years?
Yeah. Damn.
To find fruit, which Thatch found.
Hmm.
And, yeah. So I think Blackbeard, yeah, he's good at research and everything. And he knows extensively about Devilfish, but I think Rock Steady Bex is helping him, telling him what to do.
Is he still alive?
And helping him improve his journey. Pardon?
Is he still alive?
I think he's still alive. Okay. They say he's dead.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think that potentially he's still alive, because Order One brings someone in to the story without just saying they're dead.
Yeah.
I don't think. So I think he will have some sort of legendary return.
Hmm.
In the sense, if you put this in perspective to Naruto, you have Madara and Kaguya-sama, right?
Yeah.
So I think Madara is essentially Rock Steady Bex, and Kaguya is going to be Imusama.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of, now that you mention that, there's a lot of like parallels like that. There's like Madara and Obito. There was like Pain, Naruto. Is it really Pain and Naruto? I don't know.
Jiraiya and Naruto.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And like the way you're describing Blackbeard, it seemed like Blackbeard and the Rocks, was it Dizabek?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like you're describing like a Star Wars Palpatine kind of flick.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, but then you also think about the name of Blackbeard's ship.
What's the name of his ship?
So his name of his ship is Saber of Zebek.
Okay.
So there is the link between the two there.
Yeah.
So I think, So there is that potential that Zebek is Blackbeard's benefactor throughout his journey. Like, you found him young.
Do you want to link that to what you told me about the skulls at the front of his ship?
So this is where it links on to his devil fruits.
Yeah.
So there's a theory going around that it's called the Cerberus theory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because three heads. No, but
three heads on the ship. There's three heads. Everything with Blackbeard is three.
Yeah.
So there's three heads, three skulls on the flat on his Jolly Roger. He gave Shanks a skull with three lines. He carries three guns. His belt.
Yeah.
So what I think is he's going to have one of each devil fruit. So one Logia, one Zoan, and one Paramecia.
And which one is he
missing?
So
we know he's got the... So he's missing the Zoan.
Okay.
As in, we don't know if he's got the Zoan or not. But what they're saying is he ate the Cerberus fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So he can... potentially has three heads. So they're saying he can have three devil fruits.
Yeah.
So he's essentially got the strongest Paramecia type.
Yeah.
He has the Logia fruit, the Yami Yami no Mi, which essentially can nullify or absorb
any other devil fruits. Right?
Think about, it's such an OP devil fruit.
Yeah.
Because if you go back to the prison, you know, when Luffy went to prison, Impel Down.
Yeah. Oh, that was such a sick arc.
When he first fought Blackbeard.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a scene where he went second gear and then punched Blackbeard, and Blackbeard went flying.
Yeah.
And then, but straight after that, he got up and then activated his Devil Fruit.
Okay.
So when Luffy went to punch him again,
mm-hmm.
he blocks him and absorbs his Devil Fruit at the time. And then and at that point, Luffy starts bleeding. He feels the pain and everything. Shit.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember this. Okay, go on.
Yeah. He has the ability to nullify and absorb Devil Fruits.
Okay.
Which is how he probably attained the Guruguru no Mi.
I want to say a theory I read about, actually. And it says that basically he has a condition where he has two fetuses inside of him. And I don't know if it's a real condition, but it had like a proper scientific name to it. And like, I don't know if anyone can confirm it in chat, but it's basically saying that the other Devil Fruits are going to the fetuses that are inside of him, if that makes sense.
That's a bit mad.
I know, it's a mad one, isn't it? I think your theory is a lot more credible, but damn, man, he's gonna be super
appealing. There's also the theory that he was one of the test subjects for Dr. Vegapunk.
Yeah.
So during the Marineford War, Marco, who's the doctor of the ship of the Whitebeard Pirates, says that Blackbeard's body isn't normal. It's essentially atypical. Mm-hmm. So it's not, as he's the doctor of the ship, so he must have examined Blackbeard's body in some case or scenario.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's a bit incredible when he says it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also that theory how he can control more than one Devil Fruit.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge fan of the Cerberus theory.
Yeah, that sounds way more cool.
Yeah, having an ancient Zoan type plus a Paramecia plus a Logia type, it's just going to be so OP.
Definitely, man.
Because he brings a whole different character to the One Piece world.
Yeah, I know. No one else is like that.
Yeah, no one else is like that. He's a guy that goes out and gets it. Like he's basically going out and defeating Devil Fruit users and just claiming the Devil Fruits.
It shouldn't really be allowed, but like, there's a lot of shit in One Piece that's like way too OP anyway, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I think Doflamingo is way stronger than what he showed in the arc.
Yeah, probably. Because he only brought out his awakening later in the fight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, even on the, like, you know, on the ship. When he got rescued, I think, did he get rescued by Kaido?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so like, he recovered so quickly, and like, he was so, he could have escaped so easily, I think, even with the Sea Stone Shackles.
Yeah, he could have. I think he's strong enough, as in, where the arc is now.
Yeah.
With Luffy with Sea Prism Stones, and he can just casually like, carry bricks and shit.
Yeah, I think exactly.
Doflamingo was on that wavelength where he could have done the same thing.
Yeah, well, even more, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely a really strong character, man. What's your next theory on the list?
So, if we're going back... So, when I said there's the 10th Titanic captain?
Yeah.
So, Luffy is essentially one behind. In the sense, there's 9 plus him.
Yeah.
So, if you're going with the parallels of him and Blackbeard... going to fight off against each other, it's going to be 1v1 essentially. So I think there's going to be another pirate to join Luffy's crew.
Okay. Now this goes into the 10th member, sorry.
The 10th member, yeah.
Oh, right.
Because
okay,
it's currently nine plus the captain, say, whereas the Blackbeards have 10 plus the captain.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
But we don't know what the 10th one is yet. But, so if we go, so there's a theory going out that the Devil Fruits have numbers with the Straw Hats, and they go up to 10.
Yeah.
So the Gomu Gomu no Mi, the goal is 5, and Mu is 6.
Okay.
So if you think about a number line, you have 1 to 10. Yeah. Gomu is 5, 6. So remove that out of the equation.
Yeah.
And then you have Chopper's Hito, which is 1 and 10.
Yeah.
The human. So if you remove 1, 5, 6, and 10, then you have the Hana, which is 8 and 7, which is Brooks.
Okay.
Robins.
Yeah. Her devil fruit.
Yeah. So if we're going, and then Brook is Yomi.
Yeah.
Which is 4 and 3.
So we got 1. We got 1, 3. Gone.
So we got 1, 3. So we're missing 2 and 9.
Okay. What would that be called?
So that would be the Nikyu Nomi.
Okay.
And I'll let you guess, but this pirate,
yeah,
who has this devil fruit, used to be a former Shibukai.
Okay.
And he also used to be part of the Revolutionary Army.
Oh my God, is it Kuma?
Yeah. So Kuma's devil fruit is the Nikyu Nomi.
Okay.
Nikyu Nomi, which is the purple fruit, right?
Yeah.
So there's a theory that Kuma will be the last person to join the Straw Hats.
You know what? Like he saved them from before they did the time skip.
Yeah.
He saved them, so I'm not really surprised if he does join.
Yeah, exactly. Because everyone just assumed that, as in, he was helped because he was part of the Revolutionary Army.
Yeah.
Which. Luffy's dad.
Yeah, dragon. Yeah.
Monkey dragon. Yeah. But it would be because he's former Revolutionary Army, right?
Mm.
So currently a slave.
Yeah, I know. It was so sad to see. And then, like, did you see Bonnie's reaction to it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's her connection with them?
So, what are you going to say?
Yeah. Sorry. What's her connection with Kuma?
Bonnie.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure, honestly.
No, I have no clue. I was a bit baffled. Yeah. I was like, why is she getting all emotional?
Unless, because he used to be the king.
The king of
Sorbet Kingdom.
Who, Kuma?
Kuma, yeah. He used to be a former king.
Okay, I don't remember that.
So we don't know where this place is.
Yeah.
But it's been dropped in.
Okay.
But I think Bonnie used to be in Sorbet Kingdom, which is probably where them two are linked.
Yeah, isn't she the queen now?
Yeah, she's the queen now.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
So I think that's where the link is.
Yeah.
Between the two. But then the biggest thing, that why the numbers what I just said might be back, is because 56 at 110, which is the numbers of each devil fruit, if you add them all up, it will give you 325.
Okay.
Which is so if you say it together, it would be Sunny Go.
Yeah.
Which is like the ship that has Sunny.
That's 325, right?
Yeah, 325.
Yeah.
So as in, when I was looking at, you know, the One Piece Wikipedia page.
Mm-hmm.
So Thousand Sunny, like a romanized term, is like something Sunny Go.
Okay.
Which is the total of 325.
Yeah.
So all the numbers are linked with the pirate, with the Straw Hats in some shape or form.
Yeah.
Which is a bit crazy.
Yeah, like the mangaka, his name Oda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy. His planning and his patience is insane. I feel like.
Insane. He definitely knows from A to Z what's going to happen before he's even written in it.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah. What's the next theory you have?
So there's another one where, so this is leading up to, So you know, it's well, back to the theory where Shanks, how he might be Roxy Zemeck's son.
Really? Okay.
So yeah, there's a crazy theory like this.
Yeah.
But so there was like a massive war. It's called the God Valley incident.
Okay.
Where Roxy Zemeck, the Rox Pirates fight Monkey D. Gut, where he gets his hero title from the Navy.
Okay.
Because he defeated basically the strongest pirate.
Yeah.
At the time, 40 years. So now we know that happened 38 years ago, the God Valley War.
Mm.
But we know Shanks is 39 years old.
Yeah.
So our post time skip. This is everything post time skip.
Yeah.
There's a whole craziness that Shanks joined the Rogers Pirates when he was a baby, because there's a scene in the manga
mm-hmm.
where Roger says, "We haven't had a baby on board. I haven't been around a baby for so long."
Yeah.
So there's a crazy theory why Shanks is Roxy Zemeck's son,
mm-hmm.
how he has crazy connections and with the Gorosei.
Yeah.
Because the Gorosei probably know who he is.
Yeah.
And how he's like, how he can just walk up to the Gorosei and just say, "We need to do this and that," and how everyone's afraid of him.
Yeah.
So I think Whitebeard would have known.
Do you think Roger knew?
And then Roger probably knew.
Yeah.
Which is quite crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, I know. Like, wasn't when they're rivals.
Yeah, Roger is big. So the first rival for Roger was essentially Rox D. Zemeck.
Yeah.
And then it was Garp, and then.
Okay.
Then a new pirate here. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's a bit crazy. It's a bit far fetched.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. There's another theory I read about this same kind of topic about like Shanks's son. Being, you know, the lady Makino. Who, sorry?
Makino.
Yeah. The baby.
The green haired girl from East Blue.
Yeah.
I love that theory.
Like, it's pretty sick. There's so many, like, that's that same kind of thing with Roger and Ace. That
Ace,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's very similar.
He's 11, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was kind of, yeah, that would be so sick if that was a thing.
Yeah.
Because that was during the 2-year time skip, so that could easily happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they were so close, he would have easily gone back to East Blue.
Yeah. He was always in East Blue, and then he got his arm lost.
So it's a bit crazy. I really hope that's the thing.
Hopefully.
That would be pretty bad.
What other theories have you got for me?
So there's what was it, the One Oak Kingdom?
Yeah.
So I think it's split up into, well, the different cities are different. I think there's like 6 or 7.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But like each area has a different climate, right?
Let me try and think.
Yeah.
I think
so. So you have Ringo, which is like snowy and everything, and the other one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I so understand, yeah.
There's a specific line that Gecko Moria uses.
Okay.
About Oz. Do you remember Oz?
Oz?
Oz, the massive giant, the zombie giant.
Yeah. Oz. He was sick.
Yeah, he was so strong.
Yeah,
in the Marine Corps. And he was like, what, 10 times bigger than... No, that's Oz Jr.
Oh, yeah. The big...
Oz is the red one. The zombie.
I don't remember Oz. I don't remember Oz Jr. in Whitebeard's crew.
So you know when Nightmare Luffy first turns up? He has to defeat...
Gonna have to explain it.
So, okay. So, the way Gecko Moria describes Oz...
Yeah.
...is the continent ruler.
Okay.
So, there's a theory suggesting... that Oz brought together, because he was like 500 years old.
Yeah.
So there's a theory suggesting that he brought together Wano.
Okay. Who Oz?
Because it's so there's different islands.
Yeah.
Continent. Because he's described as the continent puller.
Yeah.
Literally pulling continents. And how Wano is split into different climates and everything.
Yeah.
So there's a theory that Oz brought together Wano.
Yeah.
And we know Gecko Moria fought Kaido at Wano and lost.
Did he?
Yeah. So this was a while back. So he fought. This is why he decided to make the zombie army.
Okay.
To defeat Kaido again.
Okay.
To defeat Kaido.
Yeah.
And I think there's a city called, well, continent called Ringo, which is basically just snow. And that's where Gecko Moria found him, because he was iced for so long. So I think Gecko Moria found Oz in Wano, on the Ringo continent, which he pulled together.
Damn.
Because it's on the Ringo's on the right hand side of Wano.
That's,
so I think,
and then that's even the placement of Onigashima, it's really weird.
Yeah, you got a massive skull in the middle, right?
Yeah, and then, like, there's a bay as well. So,
like, I think it might be one of, like, so Oz is, what was it? Well, people like Oz, species like Oz. So, like, that might be, like, the Oz king or something like that. I don't know.
That would be pretty
sick. Which is quite crazy.
Yeah.
So, Kaido is just basically just... Kaido's got the horns as well, so... There's a whole evolutionary theory that Oz is his descendant.
Yeah, because we don't see anyone saying that Kaido is a giant or anything. Like, we know Lin-Lin is a... Even Lin-Lin, we don't know. Like, she was supposed to be a giant, but, like, we don't know.
Yeah. But she was, like, a mutated giant, essentially. She wasn't a typical giant.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You got any more fan theories for me? These are sick, by the way. Yeah.
So there's one about the three ancient weapons. So you know how the three ancient weapons are Neptune, Uranus, and Pluton?
I know. Oh, yeah. I know Uranus. I know Neptune. What's Pluton?
Yeah. Pluton is what? Is
the Navy. Ship. Oh. Go on.
So no, each ancient weapon is different. So the Pluton is meant to be like a crazy strong ship. They brought, I think Frankie had it.
Okay.
He had the blueprints or something, I think. Because they showed it during one of the scenes where he was holding the blueprints of Pluton.
Okay.
So I think Tom had it.
Yeah.
A while. But yeah, I think those are based on the moons of the planets and not the planets themselves.
Go on.
So, I think, is it Pluto's planet, moon, is called Charon, the main moon.
Yeah.
And in Greek mythology, that's the ferrier for, he's the guy that carries the dead souls on the river.
Yeah.
Which is the ship. He's the ferryman for all the dead souls, which is the Pluto weapon is a ship.
Yeah.
So there's the two things there. And we know Neptune is potentially Shirahoshi.
Yeah.
She can control the Sea Kings. As in
the fishes and stuff, right?
Yeah. So the main moon for Neptune is called Triton.
Okay.
He's basically the demigod of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Triton is basically Aquaman.
Okay.
Where he can control the sea and speak to the animals, which what Poseidon or Shirahoshi can do. So I think the Uranus one is probably linked to one of its moons. We just don't know which one yet.
Yeah.
Which is, because Uranus is probably linked to that straw hat. that Emu Sama saw.
Oh, yeah, it could be, actually.
Yeah, because they say that Uranus is linked to that hat. But we don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. That's what I remembered about Uranus, is that, like, they found a giant straw hat, right?
Yeah,
and that was really weird.
They're showing it with Emu Sama when she was holding the wanted posters.
Yeah.
Need to look into the Uranus one a bit more, but I think it's probably linked to one of its moons. Just need to find out which one.
What's the main moon for Uranus, do you know?
I'll have a look.
Yeah.
I think it's like Umbriel.
Umbriel?
Alright, there's Umbriel, Titania. There's so many moons for Uranus. It's great.
Shit, man. I like my bit of space, though, low key. all right. Have you got any other theories for us?
There's potentially the last one.
Yeah, go on.
Which is about the ancient kingdom.
I think I've heard of this. Go on.
You know, during the Void Century, that was the original ancient kingdom.
Yeah.
So I think Raftul, the last island to find One Piece.
Yeah.
The ancient kingdom are one and the same.
Okay.
So there's a theory going about that the ancient kingdom is basically a kingdom of pirates.
Kingdom of pirates. Okay.
Because there had to be people that could travel the seas easily, because where all the polyglyphs are, they're in so many different locations in the world.
Yeah.
So they needed, in One Piece, the best people to cross the seas are pirates.
Yeah.
They probably traveled across the world, going to different places and basically absorbing all the knowledge and taking the best people, essentially, which is what pirates would do. So I think everything is on Raftel is everything that the pirate kingdom collected over their time. So I feel like the All Blue, Sanji's dream, the All Blue, is on Raftel, because they collect every single type, even Chopper, who wants to cure every single disease.
Yeah.
All medicines are there on Raftel. Also the ancient kingdom.
But the thing is, that theory is like, so if you remember, Rayleigh was like, there's a certain enemy that you have to defeat. Like, a certain phenomenon is going to occur. And you learn by Raftel, right? What's that got to do with everything? What do you think?
That's a tough one, you know?
I know. I'm putting you on the spot, man. I'm sorry.
I don't know what the phenomenon was. It could be something to do with rocks, these effects. I'm not too sure.
So from what I remember, it was like they were asking Rayleigh or Inuarashi or someone around that time of like the Zoroark, and Luffy or someone was like, "What's on Raftel?" And Rayleigh couldn't say a word of it, or the person couldn't say anything about it. They were like, "You have to find out yourself." And then when you do, your whole perspective on life is going to change. Yeah, I think it was Nekomamushi, you know.
Because they were part of Roger's parents, no?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Because then they snuck on when Oda got on. Oda? No. What's his name again? Nekomamushi's the guy.
The dog.
No. Not the dog. The little boy's dad, Momonosuke's dad.
Well, Momonosuke's Kiyomon.
No, Kiyomon. Wait, Kiyomon's not his dad. Oda. Okay, it was Oda. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he snuck on. Those two snuck on when Oda went aboard. That's sick, man. Thanks for all these theories.
No worries.
All right. I have my bit of info now. We're going to talk about the summer 2020 anime. So the most hype ones that I'm looking forward to are, let me see, we have you seen ReZero?
Season one.
Season one. What do you think about it? What do you think of it?
Loved it. It's probably one of the best isekai animes I've watched.
100%. I think it started the isekai genre in general.
Yeah, it definitely started because everything now is isekai. Isekai now,
90% of the current season anime is isekai.
Isekai,
like, it's crazy. But yeah, so ReZero season two is gonna come out, and I cannot wait for that.
That's gonna be so.
Yeah, did you?
We're waiting so long for that anime.
Yeah, I know. We've been waiting too long for it. Like, it's
trust.
Yeah, because I remember after season one released and finished, the mangaka was like, I'm not going to release any more of the anime. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to just leave it at where it is in the light novel. Because I read the light novel as well, and it finished after a certain point, just a bit ahead of the anime. And like, there was talks about this millionaire donating to the mangaka just to get him to finish the series.
Crazy.
And the guy was like, no, I'm not gonna take your money. I don't know if that's true or not, but it was a rumor. That's why it's so crazy to see that season two is finally coming out. Thank God.
Trust.
So I can't wait for that. Are you an SAO fan?
SAO.
Yeah, Sword Art Online.
I am.
Okay.
I am. I think first half of the season, first season, was insane.
Yeah. The rest of this shit.
It didn't live up when they came out of SAO.
Yeah,
it didn't match up.
Like, it lost its
MMO. Yeah, when they went to the new MMO,
it just fizzled out. Like, they're just dragging it out for no reason.
But right? I thought they brought it back up with the latest channel news.
Yeah. So, sort of. Have you seen the latest season?
Acceleration.
Yeah, Alicization, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I've
like
I've seen season one. I haven't seen the War of Underworld yet.
Okay. So it's pretty sick, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it is pretty good. But one thing I will say is that it's definitely better than the previous seasons that we've seen. Like, if you remember, like, he went into the shooting MMO, Gun Girl Online.
SAO 2.
And then he went into Alfheim Online to save Asuna.
Yeah.
It's 100 times better than those two.
That's good.
Yeah. But, like, it's still, like, a drag. But we'll see. Who knows? Next one on the list is Fire Force Season 2. Have you seen Enen no Shobotai? Fire Force 2.
I loved it. Season 1 was insane.
What your favorite character? Who's your favorite character?
Benimaru. Benimaru is from so I've been playing a lot of Seven Deadly Sins. Benimaru is one of the characters.
They just
released a slime collab.
Wait, who's Benimaru in Seven Deadly Sins?
He's the red-haired Kijin, the ogre.
Is he one of the teachers?
No. So he's the commander of the military force. Wow. Red. He has red hair. The Hellblaze.
Such it. My memory's shit, man. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Seven Deadly Sins?
No. So, Seven Deadly Sins, the game, the mobile game, just did a slime collab. He's in.
He's
the time I got reincarnated into a slime.
Have you seen that anime?
Yes.
It's so good, isn't it?
So good.
It's like
another isekai.
Yeah, and it's one of the better isekais. Like, it's a really good speed. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it picked up really nicely, you know.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it went at the perfect pace. Like, he slowly got stronger and stronger. And, like, he didn't, like, show his power all at once.
Yeah.
Like, we know he's OP as fuck, but he's not, like, showing everyone that, like, he's OP. Yeah, and he's building his own country and everything, which is crazy.
Yeah, and then he's made an alliance and everything. Oh, it's crazy.
Wait, where were we? Shit. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, wait,
it is Benimaru. It's the same name.
Oh, is it this? Wait, let me see. Benimaru.
The captain of the seventh company.
I'm not going to remember, man. I told you, my fucking memory is so shit. No one's talking in chat as well. Oh, Benimaru. How did I forget his... He's sick. The fact that he's able to have two abilities. Was it third generation and second generation, I think?
Second generation.
That's so sick.
So dope.
And then isn't it...
He's so OP.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's the strongest captain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Weren't there talks about there being a fourth generation? I think they're talking about it at the end of the season, right? When they can take power from the Eternal Fire.
But that's what I forgot the main character's name.
Yeah, the main character from and his little brother. They can both do it.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Shinra.
Shinra, yeah.
Where they can, when they can tap into the Eternal Flame.
Yeah. I think my favorite character is Arthur, not gonna lie.
Arthur?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Arthur Boyle.
Yeah, the guy with the sword.
Yeah.
Like,
he can potentially be so OP.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when he's an idiot, he's so strong. Like, when he thinks he's through, he's so shit. But like when he just stops thinking, he's so strong.
He gets overconfident, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, do you remember when he he went to the mechanic's house, and then he got the donkey? Oh my god!
Oh my god!
That's hilarious.
He thought he was riding a horse.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then he fucking smashed the guy up until he realized it was a donkey.
The lights.
Oh.
He was crazy.
That was insane. So I can't wait for season 2 on that.
Such a comedic factor into it.
Yeah, 100%. Like his comedy with Shinra. Jokes.
Yes.
They're a sick combo as well, I'm not going to lie. Watching...
So insane.
Shinra at the last episode. When he learned how to...
basically traveled the speed of light.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh, he was faster than his little brother as well. And his little brother was starting to remember him.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Are you watching Haikyuu? Did you watch Haikyuu season 3?
Yes.
Where did it end off? I can't even remember.
The bam jump. So you know when Hinata learns how to jump properly?
Oh yeah. And he's like actually thinking.
So they're against the best setter in Japan. I forgot the name of the school though.
You're gonna search it. It's so sick. Like, and the fact that like Hinata's actually learning how to like defend properly,
receive and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, man. Like, the libero's gotta be on point now because Hinata's learning his shit.
Trust. He's going. He reminds me of the point, you know, when in Kuroko, when he first joins Team 1 for Takeoff.
Team 1 for Takeoff?
So the Generation Miracles.
Oh, yeah.
When he first joins the team and he's like a step behind.
I don't remember it, but yeah, go on.
So like, there was that point in the anime where, as in Murasekobara threw his wallet at Kuroko, but he was a tempo behind them because he's so used to people running slower compared to the Generation Miracles. Now it reminds me of that, but in this sense, Hinata's moving too quick.
Yeah, exactly. But do you know what also reminds me of? In another Kuroko reference, it's
God.
You know when Kuroko is forced to learn like the warp drive or the
Do
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, when he disappears.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I feel like Hinata's trying to go to the next level like that. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick, man.
He's again. So the way season four is at now,
yeah,
they're just they're on the second day, fighting Atsume Miya from Inarazaki High.
Okay, and that has the best setter, you said.
Yeah, that's the best setter in Japan. Yeah. They have the twins.
Oh yeah. I remember. Yeah. They were both. No, one of them was at the nationals camp, wasn't he?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah. So the best setter was at the Japan at all Youth Japan training.
Yeah.
He's the one. He did the dope scene where they were playing the music in the background just before he's about to serve. Mm. He just stops like this, and everyone just goes quiet.
Yeah. I remember. And then those girls.
Yeah,
they were saying bullshit, and then they were like, "What the fuck are you saying?" That was jokes. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. It's gonna be sick.
Was it July?
Yeah. Let me get the exact date for you. But like, I would say Kuroko and Haikyuu are probably the few sports anime that like make you wanna play that sport.
Play the sport.
Like 100%. I low key, so before I watched Kuroko, I wasn't that much into basketball. I was like, I thought it was cool, but I didn't want to actually get better at it. Now, after I watched Kuroko, I was like, my ass was getting off the chair. Like, I wanted to play.
Just go down to the local park.
Yeah, literally. Just a misdirection into the air. Like, oh shit, wait, no one's there. That means I'm so good.
So me and my mates tried it out. You know, in the movie. Midoriyama fights Rokuzan. They play off against. Akashi.
Oh, yeah, his team.
And he does. He jumps and then catches the ball and shoots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So me and my mates tried that. They make it so easy in the end.
Yeah, 100%. Even like you know when Akashi like he ankle breaks by like aggressively bouncing the ball. For us, like I can imagine from the receiving side, that's bit scary.
Trust me.
Like, man, I'm a short ass guy as well.
Akashi can dunk as well.
Yeah, that I know. And then there's Kagami just like straight Vince Cartering the basket and just putting his hand in it. Oh,
crazy.
But yeah, Haikyuu. I can't see a release date on it, but it's summer 2020. That's all we know.
Yeah.
So that's
you're looking on any list.
Yeah. Any list, yeah. It usually says a date, but I don't know. What else have we got? God of High School. Yeah, we need to talk about this because I haven't read it, but you said you have.
I haven't read it either.
You haven't read it? Okay.
I've just seen the adaptations on YouTube.
Okay. And what do you think?
And I know, it looks pretty cool.
Okay.
I've read the reviews. I haven't fully read it yet. I haven't gone about and read it yet. I've been waiting.
Okay, so I'm going to read the little summary and we can maybe talk about it. So, it all began as a fighting tournament to seek out for the best fighter among all high school students in Korea. Mori Jin, a taekwondo specialist and a high school student, soon learns that there is something much greater beneath the stage of the tournament. To be honest, to me, this seems like a Shokugeki kind of vibe.
Yeah. Shokugeki kind of fighting.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Which is pretty sick, I'm not gonna lie.
Because this has been a webtoon for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, for a while. I think, like, I remember seeing it when I was in sixth form, so that's, like, 2015,
2016? Oh, shit.
So, a while ago.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's been going for a while.
No, because I think I was on YouTube, and it just popped up on my, like, you know, the recommended.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, an adaptation of The God of High School.
Mm.
And it just looked so dope, so I was, like, so into it.
Yeah, even like Tower of God, Kami no To, it's like that's been out for time as well. It's in like the several hundred chapters.
That's so good at the moment.
Yeah, I know. Let's talk about the latest episode because it's been a while, so like no one can chat shit about spoilers.
Oh,
but warning now. Yeah, exactly. Spoilers. There you go. There's your warning. But yeah, no. Right, so what happened in the latest episode? So we have Yoru was doing his exam, right? Because, oh yeah, bro, do you see what Kun did?
Yeah. He violated the ranker.
Yeah, exactly. Purposely flopped and then got him to... Wait, what did he say? What was the condition? What do you think? Because they didn't show what he said to the ranker.
So I think his condition is probably to let Bam win.
Really? Do you know what I think it is? I think it was... we're going to lose, but you have to let only the people on the, you know, the friends list.
Yeah.
To let them win.
Mm.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
That's how they got through, innit? Because that's what they brought up. They brought up the list last episode, innit?
Yeah. The friends list, the scouts one.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, we'll have to see, man.
The way he snaked it was so dope, though.
I know, yeah. Like, I didn't see it coming.
He fully snaked it. I was like, oh, dude. Because I thought the sleeping guy had something to do with it.
Yeah, Lowry.
Lowry. I thought it was just Lowry. I didn't think Kun was going to be part of it either.
Not even that. I didn't even expect Lowry to do that. Like, my guy was just sleeping at the bottom of the floor, just chilling.
He would have passed either way. They brought it up in it.
Yeah, but then I don't get it. How would he have passed?
He had enough points from the previous stuff.
Oh, is it?
I think it's like a credit based system, isn't it?
Okay. That makes sense.
I think. Don't call me on that.
No. I mean, they'll explain it in the next episode anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Did you find anything and go to high school?
No, I haven't.
That's fine. I've got a few new anime that I've never heard of personally, but I think they're going to be really good. So I have two here. One's called Great Pretender, and I'll read the summary out, and then we'll talk about it a bit. So it says, only BADs are our targets. Trick you, deceive you, cheat all your fortunes of you. You can hear our stories in LA, Singapore, London, Shanghai, and Tokyo. Why? Our con game's stage is the whole world. Edomura Masato is supposedly Japan's greatest swindler. Together with his partner Kudo, they try to trick a Frenchman in Asakusa, unexpectedly unexpectedly get tricked instead. The Frenchman whom they tried to swindle turned out to be Laurent Thierry, a much higher level confidence man in control of the mafia. Edomura is yet to find out what fate awaits ahead of him after getting engaged in the Frenchman's dirty jobs. And then the genres are drama and comedy. Now, I think this is pretty sick.
To be good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it looks pretty good. Like, I can see the comedy aspect in it, but I can see it taking a dark turn.
Yeah, if you get the mafia involved, it's definitely going to take a dark turn, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, but yeah, like...
There's only 23 episodes.
That's not bad.
But it's airing in 9 days.
9 days?
It's airing 9 days. On June 2nd.
Yeah, we got there. Yeah, exactly. You're right. June 2nd. So that's got a confirmed date. And from what I can see, the animation looks pretty good. Like, it's not some crappy animation from the portrait.
I have to look at the trailer.
Yeah. Wait, I can actually do that. Should I do that?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's put the trailer on. If I get the Google Doc up on here. You can talk about something whilst I put this up.
What other anime are you watching at the moment?
I am watching... Let me think. Ahiro no Sora. Oh, that was sick. What happened in the latest episode? Yeah, I can't wait for the next episode. because the buzzer still hasn't gone off yet. That's the one thing I don't like about the anime. Like, it takes way too long for one match.
Yeah, but that's like with any... Well, it's like, well, if you think about Dragon Ball.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Well, most animes.
Yeah. Like, no, but then if you see Kuroko, they finish within like two episodes. Do you get me?
Yeah, true. Well, like, what was it? The Dragon Ball Super, they did like a half an hour match.
Don't even get me started, man. Dragon Ball Super. So if you see the Instagram page,
yeah,
I did, or not even on Instagram page, on our TikTok at Anime Room HQ, you can see that we posted like a few Dragon Ball Super posts, and even the Dragon Ball Broly movie as well. Bro, those took long to edit. Like, I had to download two episodes to get the whole fight, because there's so much talking, and like. Oh, I don't even know, man. Who's your favorite character in Dragon Ball Z? Or Dragon Ball in general?
Dragon Ball in general? Yeah. Yo. There's so many characters. I think it's going to be
Vegeta.
It's going to be Vegeta.
Yes, I like that.
I'm so gassed you got the Super Saiyan Blue 2.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm not going
to have the
ascended, by the way. Yeah, I know. That was sick, innit? So I was like, when Goku got Ultra Instinct, I was quite like, I was thinking, Vegeta needs a power up as well. Like, it's not really fair if only Goku gets a power up.
Major power up.
Yeah, I know. And then Vegeta gets like the Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah.
That was insane.
That was so good. But then, like, also in the movie, the Broly movie,
yeah,
he gets Super Saiyan God Red.
Yeah, but then he's always had, even in the anime, he did that. No, it's just that Goku didn't let him, because only one of them can do it at one time.
At the time, because they had to be the true Saiyan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it was the proper Super Saiyan God.
Yeah,
because I remember Vegeta complaining in the anime that, like, why are you always allowed to do Super Saiyan God? Let me do it. Fucking
yeah, that was
like little kids.
And then I was gassed when he transformed in the movie. I was like, this is sick.
Yeah, I know. Like, it was so sick.
The cinema when it came out.
Yeah, same. Like, the animation was so crazy.
Trust me, like, the fight was insane. Yeah, when Broly just got angry and went on mad power up.
Yeah, you could feel that.
Seat just exploded green.
You could feel his anger.
Trust.
Yeah.
And then the music in the background. The music was dope as well.
Yeah. I can't wait. Do you think he'll be coming to season 2?
I think he might do.
Hopefully.
Good if you bring this back.
Alright, and then the last anime I wanna showcase is Kanajo Okurashimasu. Okay, I'm butchering the name, but it's calm. Alright, so this is the summary. In Japan, the lonely have a new way out. Online services that rent out dads, children, and even girlfriends. When Kazuya's true love dumps him, he's just desperate enough to try it. And he's shocked at how cute and sweet his rental girlfriend turns out to be. But she wants to keep their relationship a secret. And there's a complication. She goes to his university. And their grandmothers are in the same home. And they live next to each other. And Kazuya finds out she's not nearly as nice in real life. So then the genres are comedy, ecchi. No, I'm saying.
Ecchi fag, boy.
Fuck off. Look, yeah, I have to find material somewhere. Chill.
Oh, man.
Leave me alone.
You probably rewatch High School DxD so many times.
She was buff. Wait. Let's not go there. For the sake of the Twitch channel, let's not go there. Don't want to get banned. Alright, and then we have romance and we have drama. Now, my opinion on this, it's actually going to be quite sick, I think. It's going to be a bit basic of a romance anime, but I feel like it's going to be quite jokes as well. Have you watched any romance anime, Figgy?
I actually haven't.
Really? No, I'm a soy boy then.
No, I actually haven't.
Bro, huh? I'm into my romance anime. I like my romance anime.
Are you?
Yeah.
I haven't really watched any romance anime. Let me look at my stat. Yeah, no, barely was Demi. Well, if any.
Really? All right, let me recommend you one. I'm going to recommend you Golden Time.
Golden Time?
Yeah, Golden Time. So it's basically a mature romance comedy between two university students. And it's like, it gets pretty deep. Like, it gets into like adult romance kind of issues and stuff.
We'll add it on my planning list.
Yeah, and whoever's watching, like, we're setting up a My Anime List kind of recommendation kind of thing for you guys. That'll be done hopefully by next week, because there's a lot of anime that I'm going to put on there. And then that should be it for today's podcast. Anything you want to add, Vicky?
Wait, have you seen is it wrong to get a girlfriend in the dungeon?
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know if you watched it, so I didn't want to mention it.
No, I've watched that one. I've watched both seasons.
We'll quickly talk about that. I think the writing is shit. It can't stick to one storyline.
Yeah, it's very zigzag.
Yeah, like, but I feel like it would be good. Like, okay, so the latest season, I think, had Ishtar-sama have a war just to get him or something. Or snuck him away.
Yeah, just to get Bell.
Yeah. And then, like, they're kicked out of the country now, right?
Yeah, because they got kicked out of the country.
I think. I'm not too sure on that. But it should be good. It seemed like it's going back on track. Who do you think, who are you shipping with, I can't remember his name.
Bell,
yeah, who are you shipping with Bell? Yeah, who are you shipping? So the current contenders are Eyes, Wallenstein, Hestia.
Yeah.
So many, he's got a fucking
I'm
horror,
I'm hoping
man.
It's Eyes.
Eyes, yeah. She's low-key, like...
No, I don't think it's
Hestia. Yeah, no, she likes him a lot, though. It's peak.
Yeah, it's a bit cringy.
Yeah. Your peak. Yeah, it is a bit.
It's a good part of the movie, that series.
Even the series in general, it's not that bad. Like, the fighting is really good, I think. The fight scenes.
Bell's power development is pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's got that dagger from Thingy, innit? Vulcan,
yeah.
I think the dagger does you get double XP or something, or
yeah, he gets like
extra XP.
Is the dagger? I thought that was on his back.
No. So they check his level on the back, but the dagger boosts his XP gain.
Boosts his XP in it.
Yeah. I think I have one more on here. Let me double check. I don't know if you watch this. You wouldn't have. This is a romance. So I have one more anime on here. And the English translation is The Only One I Love Is You. And basically what happened is jokes, by the way. It's actually more comedy than romance.
Fair.
And it's like one guy likes a girl, but she doesn't like him back. And then by the end of the anime... one-sided love, yeah. And then, like, in the start, like, she wants the main character, Joro, to help him get the guy, if that makes sense. At the end of the anime, spoilers, all the girls end up falling for him.
He gets, like, a harem.
Yeah, he gets a harem. Like, I think that's one of the genres. Oh, it's not, for fuck's sake. Well, it should be. And then we got a sequel to it. Hopefully you'll pick one, Gower, and not be like a picky little bastard, but we'll see.
I think we'll go for Manhole.
Yeah. But that's it on our list. I don't... Summer 2020 should be good, because there's a lot of really cool anime coming out.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then, do you have anything you want to add?
No.
Calm.
I think we covered most of the stuff.
Yeah. Just on the ending note, guys, look forward to our next stream on Monday. We'll hopefully be streaming another game, maybe Valorant. If not, it'll be Star Wars again, or maybe a different game. Not sure yet. And then hopefully we'll do a stream on Wednesdays as well. The stream yesterday was a bit random, mainly because we didn't really stream earlier in the week, so I felt, fuck it, we might as well do another one. Yeah. So look forward to next week. What are we going to talk about next week? What do you think? What do you want to talk about next week?
No, sure. There's a lot. Just might have to consult with the third party in this group, Abu.
Yeah. So Abu might be coming in next week. So that should be really cool. Obviously, I'll have to make a new overlay for that. yeah, because there's only two of us on this. We will decide what we're going to talk about next week, and I'll probably let you guys know on Monday. On Monday's stream, which will probably be for an hour, maybe less, maybe more, actually, not sure. Anything else? Please check out our Instagram at AnimeRoomHQ, TikTok at AnimeRoomHQ as well, and our Depop store is below on the stream. If you scroll down, click on the Depop icon, you can see all of our figures that we have. Like, there are tons of figures, including some of the anime we talked about today. One Piece that is on there. We've got a bunch of Dragon Ball Z figures as well. So take a look if you want. Viggy, any other last words?
No, I think that's all we got time for, eh?
Yeah, that's it. All right, cool. This is Anime Room H. I butchered that, fuck's sake. All right, let me say it again. All right, this is Anime Room HQ signing off. Peace.
Peace.